This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka nabiyyana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathira thumma amma ba'd. Hadith number 1832 from Riyad al-Salihin. In the book of Al-Manthurat wal-Mulah, the book of miscellaneous ahadith of significant values. This hadith was counted by many, many scholars of hadith as one of the, maybe is the number one hadith that holds the major principles of our usul, specifically the usul of our deen in terms of fiqh and practice. Like it has the four major principles of practice of your deen were mentioned in one single hadith. So what is this hadith? Hadith is hadith Abi Tha'laba radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda al-Khushani Jurthum ibn Nashir radiallahu anhu warda an Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam annahu qal in Allah ta'ala farada fara'ida fala tudayi'uha wa hadda hududan fala ta'taduha wa harrama ashya'a fala tantahikuha wa sakata an ashya'a rahmatan lakum ghayran isyan fala tabhathu anha. Hadith hasara wa daraqutni rahimahu allahu ta'ala. In this hadith, Abu Tha'laba radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda narrates the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah the Exalted had laid down certain duties which you should not neglect, and has put certain limits which you should not transgress, and has kept silent about other matters out of mercy for you and not out of forgetfulness, so do not seek to investigate them. Rawahu Dharqutni. Actually, it's missing one line over here. Yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the translation, missing one line. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted, has laid down certain duties which you should not neglect. وَحَدَّ حُدُودًا and has put certain limits which you should not transgress. And then حَرَّمَ أَشْيَاءَ فَلَا تَنْتَهِكُوهَا and made things prohibited. So do not cross this line. Do not violate these muharramat. Then the fourth line was وَسَكَتَ عَنْ أَشْيَاءٍ and has kept silent about other matters out of mercy for you and not out of forgetfulness. So do not seek to investigate them. So this hadith has a missing actually line in the translation. Now, what does that mean exactly? Abu Tha'laba Jurthum ibn Nashir radiallahu anhu warda, he's one of the companions who gave the pledge to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يوم بيعت الرضوان, under the tree of a Ridwan, when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they pledged to defend the blood of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, which was rumored that he was killed in Mecca. And he was one of those companions who came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, قال يا رسول الله, could you please write me a land in Ash-Sham? Like if you could grant me a land, a piece of land I would own in Ash-Sham. At that time, Ash-Sham was way far from even imagining to be conquered. No one even imagined they would be able to get there. But Abu Tha'laba, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I know for sure one day we will conquer that land. And I want to have one piece of land. I want you to write me something there. So the Prophet ﷺ granted him something before even it was subhanAllah conquered, radiallahu anhu warda. So that's Abu Tha'laba al-Khushani, radiallahu anhu warda. So he said, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن الله تعالى فرض فروضا فلا تضيعها. Four things. Number one, he made things obligatory upon you. Number two, he set limits that you should not cross. Number three, he made things haram, so don't violate them. Number four, he remained silent on certain matters, not out of forgetfulness, out of mercy for you. So four things. And our ulama, they say, when it comes to the rules of fiqh, they don't go out of these four things. What are the things to do? Things to stay away from, and things to not to change, the hudud, and the things that you should not even try to investigate or try to alter or create new things. So let's explain them quickly, inshallah ta'ala. The first thing, فَرَضَ فَرَائِضَ فَلَا تُضَيُّعُهَا. Allah made something obligatory upon you, so do not neglect these obligations. Like what? Okay, give me an example, Jama'ah. Salat al-Isha, we just prayed Isha, right? The five daily prayers. Allah made this what? Obligatory or optional? Obligatory. How about fasting Ramadan? I'm not in the mood this year. I don't want to get a fast Ramadan. Can you do that? It doesn't work like this. It's obligation, so you have to fast the month of Ramadan. So these are the obligations that you should not neglect. Number two, قال وَحَدَّ حُدُودًا فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. And he made certain boundaries and certain limits, so don't cross these limits. Like what? So the ulama, they argue meaning of these limits. Some they say the hudud means the penal system, which is basically the judiciary system in regard to the punishments. If someone steals, how they punished? If someone drinks, how they will punish? If someone slanders someone, how they be punished? So there are specific rules in the penal system that needs to be a punitive system that needs to be observed. You can't change these things. So those are the limits. Others, they say, no, it's overall, even including the makruhat, the disliked manners, like things that you should not be doing at all, whether it's haram or less than haram, such as makruh, disliked, would fall under that category, under that meaning or definition for that statement. Either way, there are things in the shara' that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like boundaries, you shouldn't be altering these boundaries. Other things as well too, what we see today in our time, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this creation, made in what, ya jama'ah? Man and woman. As simple as that. What's happening today? We're changing everything. We're transgressing against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's limits. If Allah azza wa jalla want gender to be more than two, He would have made diversity of creation. But we're altering these limits right now, these hudud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the sun and the moon, the elements by which we calculate our salahs, our ibadat, our ta'an, other things. The same thing. These are also limits that we should observe and never transgress them. The third thing he says, قال وَحَرَّمَ أَشْيَاءَ فَلَا تَنْتَهِكُوهَا. And he made things haram. So do not cross these muharramat. Like what, ya jama'ah? Drinking wine. Right? Doesn't matter how you call it. What if you call it Budweiser? Or six-pack? Does it change the matter, yani, if it's haram? It doesn't, right? So it doesn't matter if it's haram, it's haram. Az-zina is haram. Theft is haram. Riba is haram. So do not cross the line and violate these muharramat. And the last one he says, قَالْ وَسَكَتَ عَنْ أَشْيَاءَ رَحْمَةً لَكُمْ غَيْرَ نِسْيَانَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remained silent, like He did not legislate any law for this. The law is silent in these areas. He says, رَحْمَةً بِكُمْ غَيْرَ نِسْيَانَ. Not out of forgetfulness, but out of mercy. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran about Himself, what? قَالْ وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّا. Your Lord never forgets. Nothing is out of forgetfulness when it comes to your Lord. Everything is calculated. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَنزَلْنَاهُ بِقَدْرِ, says subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything we revealed with a measure was calculated very well. He says, قَالْ غَيْرَ نِسْيَانَ رَحْمَةً بِكُمْ. Out of mercy for you. فَلَا تَبْحَثُ عَنْهَا. Don't keep digging on these things. Now, some people might say, wait a minute. I mean, so that means, alhamdulillah, I'm free from asking the sheikh if it's halal or haram until I get to know the answer to this? No, that's not what it meant. That was during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, particularly during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially at the time of legislation, when the ahkam were still being revealed. To the extent that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even mentioned, قال إن what's the beginning of the hadith? عوذ بالله, he says, قال إن, I don't want to say إن شر الناس, but he talks about, you know, one of the worst things to do. Someone asks, قال من سأل عن أشياء, من سأل عن شيء, مما لم يحرم, things were not made haram yet, or Allah did not even talk about them. قال فحرم لأجل مسألته. Like the worst people are those who start digging and investigating about things that were not haram, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals tahrim because of their questioning. So those are the worst people. These are the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them in the Quran. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَسْأَلُوا عَنْ أَشْيَاءَ إِن تُبْدَ لَكُمْ تَسُؤْكُمْ. Don't ask about things. If they were to be revealed to you, it will harm you. Like, you will be hurt by that. So that was the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the legislation was still active. Now our deen, alhamdulillah, is complete. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the deen has been complete for you, perfected for you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ إِسْلَامَ دِينَ. I'm pleased with Islam as it presented to you. خلاص. The deen is perfect and complete, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Today, so it's your duty and my duty to ask so we can learn. We need to learn our limits. We need to know how to practice our deen perfectly. But these matters were at the time of the Prophet salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. So no one can come to this and say, look, so I have to be okay. If I don't know that it's halal or haram, I should still be doing it, right? No, that's not the case. You should actually learn what is right and what is wrong, and what is haram and what is halal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it, ya Rabbil Alameen. and those who say who see that which is right and follow it, and that which is wrong and stay away from it. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Any question, Jama'ah? Okay, I guess everybody wants to leave before the storm. Bismillah. During the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No, alhamdulillah. During the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nothing was made difficult because someone asked. That was Bani Israel. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stopped the Sahaba from these masail. He did not allow them to ask these questions. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Go home before the rain, Jama'ah. Yalla, bismillah.